The credit has to go to the individuals and the community groups who applied for the funding. I think overall Donegal secured about 9% of the funding that was available nationally, so that's a great achievement.
And how important is it that this money is spent on the projects? I mean, there are benefits to be reaped, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, it is very important because, like you said, the funding for heritage has been tight in recent years. Last year, for example, the Heritage Council wasn't in the position to offer a public grant scheme. So the fact that it was able to offer one this year is some support for the great heritage initiatives that are going on around the country. But the projects themselves are very much focused on heritage conservation, involving conservation works like repairs to historic structures, or maybe for the preparation of conservation reports or plans for heritage sites. So really the funding means that these aspects of the heritage will be conserved and that they'll be there for future generations, again, to appreciate, to educate, and also for their enjoyment.
And in some cases, not all obviously, they can lead to an increase in tourism numbers and increased revenue into the county.
Absolutely. There are tremendous, I think, sort of spin-offs from the work that goes on sort of through these heritage initiatives. Again, as well as retaining aspects of our heritage, they support jobs, they generate revenue, they foster interest and pride in our heritage, they help to attract visitors to the area, of course, and then they raise awareness of the heritage around us. And again, a good array of built heritage structures receive funding under the Heritage Council grant scheme this year, including things like church buildings, a workhouse, a cooperage, coastal forts and signal towers, a castle, a Franciscan friary, two historic graveyards, and even a hand weaving loom. So there's a nice array of heritage objects and structures there that have been identified for conservation.